Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 24, 1805. Loosening the boat. It is very important to get the pirogues and the keelboat out of the ice. When the ice shifts and melts in the spring, it could crush the boats. The captains left the boats in the water last fall so they would not dry out, causing shrinking and leaking. Captain Clark writes about chipping the second pirogue and the keelboat out of the ice.
The day fine. We commenced very early today, cutting loose the boat, which was more difficult than the pirogues. With great exertions and with the assistance of great prize, we loosened her and turned the second pirogue upon the ice, ready to draw out. In loosening the boat from the ice, some of the corking drew out, which caused her to leak for a few minutes, until we discovered the leak and stopped it. Jusome, our interpreter, and family returned from the villages. Several Indians visit us today. Captain William Clark, February 24, 1805.
The captains were not aware of world events or politics, but there were several attempts to stop the expedition. New Spain had sponsored an expedition to stop the Corps of Discovery. It failed, and didn't even get past the Platte River before turning back. The viceroys in Mexico City then began planning a new strategy to stop the expedition on their return trip. In the East, Jefferson had been reelected. He spent his second term justifying the Louisiana Purchase. He knew the purchase had been disapproved of by some who thought the enlargement of the territory would weaken the Union. Jefferson argued, "The larger our association, the less will it be shaken by local passions." Tomorrow, failing to get the keelboat out.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.